The following is a presentation of Morning Drive Media.
Broadcasting from On Location inside the Collider Video Studios, this is the Knapsack Files and Life Ranked. The concept is simple. I bring a very special person into the studio, put them in front of a microphone, and demand that they come in with a list, a five-point list pertaining to a topic that's close to their heart. I am looking, and have been looking forward, I should say, to this episode because I have the perfect mix of person and topic. And that is Josh McCouga presenting the top five most memorable moments in the history of Yacht Rock.
Ken, I can't tell you how excited I am to be here, mostly because not that many people like Yacht Rock. There are a lot of people that love it, but in our generation, in my generation, we were the MTV generation that basically killed Yacht Rock.
I'll counter this in your defense of your precious Yacht Rock. Is it just that people don't realize they love Yacht Rock, but deep down they do once the songs kick in?
Yes, I think there's a solid mix of yes and no in there. They don't realize how many people and bands that they love are considered in the pantheon of Yacht Rock.
Oh, man. So let's briefly, what's a little history of Yacht Rock?
Well, you know, Yacht Rock basically is that beautiful portion of music from about 1975, 74 to about 1983, 84. Ooh. You got about a 10-year window there, but there weren't many people in the Yacht Rock movement that really were calling it Yacht Rock. The people at Channel 101, they made that web series early in the internet, early days. That coined the term Yacht Rock. But when you look back at it, you were coming at the end, that 70s era you had, that hardcore rock like a Led Zeppelin. Those guys that like The Who and these people that were putting out hardcore rock albums. Yeah.
Arena rock, basically.
Correct, arena rock. And then you had groups like Hall & Oates and the Doobie Brothers that made a transition. You had groups like unknown groups like Ambrosia. You had groups like Chicago and Steely Dan. You had duets. You had crossovers with guys like Michael McDonald and Kenny Loggins, Steve Perry and Kenny Loggins.
Heavy hitters.
You had Steve Perry, Journey. You could throw in Journey a little bit into some of their slower songs.
They got an arena rock.
They were arena rock, pedigree. Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
But really the forebears, the people that dominated Yacht Rock, all bow before one man and one man only.
Who's that?
And that is Christopher Cross.
Sailing.
Correct. It takes me away to where I'm going, Ken.
Grammy award-winning Christopher Cross.
What people don't realize is that Christopher Cross, up until... I'm not sure if the stat still holds, but as of about 5 or 6 years ago, Christopher Cross was the only man in the history of the Grammys to win Song of the Year, Artist of the Year, Album of the Year, and Best New Artist. He was a rookie. It was his first self-titled album, and he won them all.
There was two great rookies in the early 80s. It's Christopher Cross and Joe Charbonneau, the Cleveland Indians. Charbonneau didn't play, like, by third year in the league, he was out.
He was out.
He was out of baseball.
He was out.
But Christopher Cross, by third year in the league, out of baseball.
Out of baseball. And that's what you say. The MTV generation killed the man. He was kind of hideous. He was going bald. He was playing soft music. Besides Ride Like the Wind, most of his stuff was
sounds
very
like me
upright.
Driving around on my Camry.
All right. The 80s generation killed you.
So that's a little history of what Yacht Rock is to anyone listening.
Yes.
But Josh, you have become an expert of this genre. Mm-hmm. You this is you. When I think of Yacht Rock, I think of you.
Well, when we're sitting here in the writer's cave and we're coming up with the funnies or we're pitching it. I like to play a little Yacht Rock later in the afternoon. It keeps me going, Ken. It keeps me running, as Carly Simon would say, a rare contributor.
Yacht Rock?
Sometimes a Carly Simon can pop in there. You never know.
I mean, I could see,
like a pure Prairie League popping in.
Okay.
You never know.
I mean, the one, her famous song, about, I think it's still about Warren Beatty. I mean, she, talks about walking onto like a yacht, right?
Yes. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And then, got like a little river band here and there.
Oh, okay.
There are a lot of bands out there, like a Pablo Cruz. You you run the gamut in yacht rock. There is not a shortage of yacht rock music, if you know what I'm saying. It's that perfect soft.
Fortunately
rock.
For us.
Fortunately, Ken. You may mock, but
I'm not mocking.
But that one day that you're sitting alone in your car in traffic,
right.
And a Christopher Cross Sailing comes on.
Oh yeah,
life has changed forever.
Some Kenny Loggins,
you know. Yeah.
All right. So this list, as always on Life Ranked, I don't know. I just give my guests the topic. They come in the top five list now.
Sure.
This, Josh, it's top five most memorable moments or top five best moments. However you want to look at it. This could be just songs. This could be concerts. Christopher Cross winning a Grammy. I don't know. I don't spoil it. It could be something in your own life. Some kind of great performance at a karaoke bar. I don't know.
Okay. Let's go from five to one.
I'm
going to run with that. And by the way, thank you for giving me free reign to do whatever I want.
You know what? It's a rare time that someone gives Josh McCuga free reign.
I am
excited. All right, from number five to one, you'll give me a number and a what it is, and we'll discuss it and move on. So we'll start with number five.
Number five is Michael McDonald joining the Doobie Brothers.
Oh, this changed the game.
This really did, because the Doobie Brothers was coming in hot from songs like China Grove.
Right.
China
Grove.
And they were sounding a lot like those 70s bands, like America a little bit. And they were getting close to arena rock because they were playing that tick-a-tick.
Yeah. And a lot of arena rock came out of like the California sound of the Eagles and whatnot.
Yes, exactly. Okay. And but Michael McDonald came in when their lead singer had gotten sick on tour, and they released an album with him, and people freaked out. They loved it.
Wow.
And they decided, you know what, we should make him a permanent member of the band. And, you know, he played with them for a long, long time. And what you got out of Michael McDonald being in the Doobie Brothers was exposure to other people thinking, Michael McDonald deserves to be on more albums, more duets. He is the king. You know. Nowadays, you have like a Lil Wayne featuring T-Pain. T-Pain is featured in everything. Nate Dogg was featured in everything in hip-hop back in the day. Nate Dogg had that voice of an angel. Michael McDonald, if you added him to your song, guaranteed hit. You had Michael McDonald.
This is so true. You're not lying.
There was a time
in the mid-80s, late 80s, you could watch a video and it would be like so-and-so featuring Michael McDonald.
Yes. And what's crazy is that if you jump on YouTube and you just look up some of your favorite artists from that era, Michael McDonald is featured in Hall & Oates live shows. He is featured all the time. Christopher Cross will just jump on stage and be like, hey, special guest for you guys tonight, Michael McDonald. Guarantee you, if Michael McDonald is a phone call away if you need a featured artist.
Wow, that's royalty.
Yeah.
It's yacht rock royalty.
He really is.
What did the lead singer of the Doobie Brothers do when he tried to return?
That I don't know.
He lost his job to injury?
He lost it. He is the Drew Bledsoe of yacht rock at this point.
Because, or the Wally Pip of Lou Gehrig's player Lou Gehrig replaced.
Right.
Wow. Okay. That's a big moment.
I know.
I mean, and if you've ever been in a circuit city,
here's the thing.
40-year-old virgin captured that perfectly.
Smart tech may or may not have ruined Michael McDonald because a lot of people saw that as Michael McDonald being a punchline. Michael McDonald is a legit artist.
Right.
And you know, he's not just a Philip Bailey that joined in with Phil Collins and Easy Lover and you never heard from Philip Bailey again. You heard Michael McDonald and he was in jams all the time.
And by the time I was familiar with him, he had had that gorgeous mane of like gray hair, the beard was gray.
It's a thin, just well-coiffed beard into a goatee. Yeah. It's really well done. He almost looks like a cartoon. Beard.
He does. He's a pretty man.
Do you remember back in the day when they did that cartoon with like Bo Jackson, Jose Canseco? Uh-huh. It was like the Super Friends or whatever kind of thing.
Joe Montana in that too, maybe?
Yeah. And they were
Wayne Gretzky?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Memories.
And they were like superhero athletes. Basically, Michael McDonald, if you were going to put him on the Mount Rushmore of Yacht Rock, his face is on there. It has to be.
I would agree with you there. All right, so number five, Michael McDonald joins the Doobie Brothers. Number four.
Number four, because you can't really consider Journey a yacht rock band.
Okay.
You could consider the duet between Kenny Loggins and Steve Perry as Steve Perry's real only stint in yacht rock. It's called Don't Fight It. Now, it is fast. but it is not outside the realm of yacht rock. It is. It's don't fight it. Don't. And you could just see yourself. You're pulling the yacht out of the marina, and you're like, you know what? I want to start this this journey out hot. And you put in a little Kenny Loggins and Steve Perry, and boom, you're off sailing.
Now, is this to me sounds like the quintessential? I don't want to say quintessential yacht rock song that might be yet to come on your list, but you know, to be a successful yacht rocker, you gotta number one, you have a yacht,
yes,
probably be a spoiled white man,
yes,
and have like a pink pair of pants, kind of pastel color.
I was just gonna say, I've really kind of molded my entire wardrobe towards being accepted into the modern day yacht rock community. There's docksiders, there's low top shoes with multiple patterns.
Is there a secret yacht rock society now? Or is it not so secret?
I don't think it's secret so much as you need a yacht.
Well, that's hard to get.
It really is.
Yeah.
Because, listen, we all know the old adage.
Yeah.
The best day of a boat, like the best and worst days are the day you buy it and the day you sell it. Everything else in between of owning a boat is terrible. But if you have enough money, enough FU money to be like, hey, Captain Alberge, you know, hook up the yacht. It's time for me and my friends to go yacht rocking.
We're driving down to Newport Beach.
Exactly.
Fire up the yacht.
Fire up the yacht.
And grab a cassette. We got some Steve Perry and Kenny Loggins.
Let me tell you something. You're not listening to yacht rock on CD or MP3. You are putting in old cassettes. You can make a mixtape. You got to find a cassette player because nothing sounds better than yacht rock cassettes.
Is a cassette the best natural form of yacht rock music?
I would imagine. I mean, listen, you can't listen to a record player on a boat. It's too rocky. The needle will skip.
Yeah, that's impossible.
Okay? But you can listen to a tape. You can listen to a tape because tapes don't skip.
CD laser reader would skip.
Would skip as well. And listen, I'm not going with all these millennials and their MP3s and their MP8s and their 9P iPods. Listen, you put a little cassette tape. Maybe you have a Sport Walkman or one of those yellow boom boxes.
I love it.
Maybe you have surround sound on an old hi-fi.
Okay.
And you throw in a yacht rock cassette. Because there is a lot. Listen, you can find a best of yacht rock cassette out there, guaranteed.
I'm sure you can.
Yeah.
Probably at a Warehouse Music.
Yes.
If it's still open near you. Yeah. Tell me a little bit more about this song in this moment, Kenny Loggins and Steve Perry.
Well, you know, Kenny Loggins in the 80s, as we know, the early 80s, late 70s, Kenny Loggins was winning Grammys. He was making people jealous of not only long hair, but beards.
Another beard guy.
Another beard. If you look up Kenny Loggins' greatest hit, his beard is legitimately, there isn't a follicle out of place. I don't know if it grew like that or if he had a beard comb that was meant to be for him.
You and I both have beards. They grow differently. You know, yours is thicker up top. Mine comes a little bit more like Abe Lincoln. But you, like, I look at a Loggins beard and I just can't reach that.
The man was born to have a beard.
Yeah.
You know, there are certain people that, listen, I got a lot of body hair. There's nothing I can do about it. Was I born to have that body hair?
There's probably something you could do about it.
Ken, manscaping is for men. I'm just a boy out here trying to live my life.
trying to yacht rock it away. Right, right.
But Kenny Loggins, you know, you're mesmerized by his hair, you're mesmerized by his beard, and then he opens up his mouth, and he's got this voice that should be heard by everybody.
Right.
And, you know, you got soundtracks like Footloose, Grammy, Oscar, Caddyshack, Grammy, Oscar, Tony, Emmy, won them all. Even though that was just a movie, he won everything.
Almost an EGOT.
EGOT.
Yeah.
You know, and then Kenny Loggins says he starts seeing his buddy Michael McDonald doing all of these duets and these join ups, and he's like, well, hell, if McDonald can do it, God damn it, I can do it too.
If Barry Gibb and Barbara Streisand can do it,
Jesus.
Right.
If Elton John and Olivia Newton-John can do it, and so can I.
And Kiki D. So Loggins reaches out.
Loggins and
to
Steve
Perry.
Steve Perry get together, and we all know the other old adage is Steve Perry sold his soul to the devil for the voice of an angel. And you get these two guys.
Fact?
That's the fact. Okay, listen. All these bands today, like Coldplay with their high pitched singing, and like Mike Posner, and all of these guys, they copied off guys like Steve Perry and Kenny Loggins, because they had those high-pitched voices, but they weren't singing falsetto. They were just high. They were alto, pure alto men.
I can get behind that.
Yeah.
Do you have any information on the song? How high did it chart?
I don't have exact...
What's the name of it again?
It's called Don't Fight It.
You know, I'm not that familiar with the song, which it makes me sad.
Yes.
But I'm going to, after this show, I'm going to not even go to the Schmoes show tonight. We're taping this on a Wednesday night. We're almost 45 minutes away from going live, and I might not make the Schmoes show. I might be yacht rocking here in my office. And I'm okay with that.
Here we go. Don't Fight It is a rock song performed by Kenny Loggins and Steve Perry, the lead singer for Journey at the time. It is contained in Loggins' 1982 album, High Adventure. Loggins described the song as an experiment in pushing my limits to include rock from the inner notes of his 1997 compilation, Yesterday, Today, Tomorrow. So, listen, you know, Kenny Loggins said, I need to push myself. Yeah. It's sort of like when Michael Jordan said, I need a Scottie Pippen.
Right.
Loggins needed that Steve Perry push, and they really, again, Don't Fight It is, it's not that well known. It was released as a single in August 82 and peaked at number 17 on the Billboard Hot 100.
For shame, America.
Yes, for shame.
For shame, 1982's America.
Also was nominated at the 1983 Grammy Awards for Best Rock Performance by a Duo or Group with Vocal.
You damn well better believe
1983,
it.
1983, great year. I was one.
All right, that is number four.
That is number
Loggins,
four.
Perry.
Now, I had to throw in some here on the list, a Hall & Oates memory.
Okay.
Because Hall & Oates, really and truly, is, you know, again, if you're making the Mount Rushmore of yacht rock, you're putting Christopher Cross up there.
Right.
You're putting Hall and Oates in like a duo picture.
They count as one.
They count as one. You're putting Kenny Loggins up there.
And
you're putting Michael McDonald.
McDonald. That's the list.
That's the list.
Got it.
Now, a lot of people might come at me with, you know, some Steely Dan, but Steely Dan's a band.
They get a lot of prog rock side to them, too. A lot of jazz musicians.
Chicago, again, same thing.
Chicago's good, but I would say a lot of arena rock in the mid-70s there,
sure,
too.
Sure. So, but Hall & Oates, as we know, it was just announced this year, Hall & Oates, the largest, highest-selling duo of all time. Albums, all that.
Wow.
Highest selling duo of all time, Daryl Hall, John Oates. And it is, I feel like the one song in the Hall & Oates collection that is the most yacht rocky is Sarah Smile.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm with you there.
Now you could throw Rich Girl up there because Rich Girl, you're on a yacht.
It sounds like the choppy waves of fun.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're on a yacht with some of your best buds. There's only going to be rich girls on the yacht.
You're a rich girl.
And you've gone too far because you know it don't matter anyway.
Okay, yeah, right. I could get behind that.
I went to high school with a very, very rich girl, and at her wedding, I requested that.
You're right.
And it was well-received by many, not well-received by her.
She didn't appreciate it.
I think her dad and mom actually thought it was pretty damn funny.
Well, then that shows that you were accurate in your selection.
Thank you.
So number three is just Hall & Oates or a specific
moment? Hall & Oates, Sarah Smile. And I will say this is going to touch on a little personal. This isn't as funny as the other ones.
It's okay. We get serious here on the Knapsack File sometimes, Josh.
Sarah Smile is like, you got that like nice little guitar coming in.
It's a great guitar sound,
a little
right there.
Bass.
You really did a good job with that guitar sound.
Yeah, you know. I wish we were videotaping this and they would know how excited I was about it.
You bit your lower lip when you did that.
Oh, man. But Sarah Smile, I dated a girl named Sarah for a little while, and we broke up.
I'm so sorry.
You know, shit happens. What are you going to do? She was the devil, and I sold my soul to the voice of, the voice
devil
of an angel.
The voice of an angel.
Just like Steve Perry.
Yeah. And you're just like Steve Perry.
Yes. So, I went to a Hall & Oates concert. It was at the Troubadour. I got free tickets. Mm-hmm. It was a hell of a show. Went with a really good buddy. They start playing Sarah Smile, and that was like one of our songs we used to like talk about all the time. And I got to tell you, it came on, we'd only been broken up about 4 months, and I said, you know what? Because this girl ripped my heart out.
Yeah.
So you know what? I'm great now.
Really?
This song will now have this memory of this concert with a great buddy of mine, and the first and only time I've seen Hall & Oates live.
Okay.
Apparently, my parents went to a Hall & Oates concert while my mother was pregnant with me, which means I've seen them twice.
It's so seeping into your pores.
But.
Right.
I've only seen them live myself that I can remember. I will go and see them. They are playing the Forum, I believe, in July.
Okay.
So I'm going to go see them at the Forum.
Opportunity there.
But Sarah Smile came on. It was unbelievable. And Hall & Oates, really and truly, they put on one of the better concerts you'll ever see. And one thing they do that all yacht rockers do now is they play small venues with a ton of Turkish rugs all over the place, and they welcome in all kinds of different musicians, instruments. You got, you know, wind chimes. Wow. And they've got, it's like Neil Peart's 48-piece drum kit, wow, but for yacht rock. Yeah.
Wow. So this, number three is Hall & Oates,
yep,
reclaiming that song for themselves and you.
And for me.
From, yeah, your ex-girlfriend.
Sarah Smile, if you guys want a all good, right, yacht rock song. And that's really great. And truly, when you're pulling the yacht back into, yeah, in the harbor, and you got a smile on your face.
Coming back, sun's going down.
Sun's going down.
Beers are empty. I wish you all could see that. His eyes are closed.
Baby. And here's the thing about yacht rock,
yeah,
songs is I know the words to about 90% of them.
That's amazing.
It's so, I'm an enthusiast.
All right, that is number three. Number two.
Number two and number one, mm-hmm, deal with the same gentleman, and I've mentioned him before.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is Christopher Cross,
right,
playing Sailing with an Earl Campbell Houston Oilers jersey on with a double guitar.
You just said so many things in that sentence that I don't know if it's even real.
Those shouldn't be together.
I don't know if it's even real.
Christopher Cross has a red afro with, right, a big red bushy beard that is patchy at best.
Patchy at best, yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's a bigger dude, and he honestly, Christopher Cross, when he plays music, has absolutely no expression on his face.
Just
he's
stone cold.
Stone cold.
Stone cold.
But when he opens his mouth,
right,
and the music comes out,
right,
it blows your mind how good it is.
I've never thought about that till now.
Right? So you go back, and when I was getting really heavy into yacht rock, I was getting really heavy into Christopher Cross.
What year was that in your life?
This was like 2007.
Okay.
2007. It was because I didn't know that I loved yacht rock as much as I did until the term was coined.
Yeah, you're in your early 20s.
Yeah.
You're like, you like a bunch of music. And all, correct, of a sudden, you find this type of music is... It's in your soul.
It really is.
And then it starts coming out.
And this is, you know, the birth of YouTube, and all these playlists, mm-hmm, are coming together. And my brother was getting married, and I'd gotten the Christopher Cross songs. Because, 2007, I just moved to Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. I got my first iPhone, which meant I, right, could have music on something that
on
wasn't
the go, right,
on a computer or whatever. So I just start downloading all kinds of music, all the music I knew I loved. Doobie Brothers, mm-hmm, you know, Kenny Loggins, Michael McDonald, Christopher Cross. And I'm listening to it, and I'm like, you know what? I've never seen Christopher Cross perform live. I'm going to go on YouTube and look it up.
Right.
So I look it up, and the first thing that comes to Sailing Live, it was part of like a live thing because he plays Ride Like the Wind. But if you look up Sailing Live, I will pull up this image for you now, okay, Ken, so you, yeah, can see it. But Christopher Cross, mm-hmm, is wearing an Earl Campbell.
An Earl Campbell, running back for the Houston Oilers. In the early 80s there.
Okay, here you go.
I'm looking at it here on the screen.
I have this on mute.
If you're at home,
I have this on mute.
The Baywatch trailer is playing on the YouTube ad.
We're going to skip this.
If you're listening at home, if you're driving, don't do this.
Okay, like I told you, look, there he is.
Oh, wow.
There he is. It comes in. He's got his name. He's
a pudgy white man.
Pudgy white man.
Is those blue jeans?
He's got
slacks.
Slacky. Yeah, there's a sweet. There he is. Look at him. Patchy goatee beard. Look at that.
He looks like he's comatose.
Kind of. I told you, there's not
a double guitar and as advertised, an Earl Campbell NFL jersey.
Houston Oilers jersey.
34 for the Houston Oilers.
And look, as he sings, he puts his mouth so close to the microphone, and it looks like he's actually sailing up there. It really does. He looks like he's sailing.
That is a man.
9 million hits on this video.
That is a man at the top of his game,
Josh. It really is. And, you know, this when I first saw this music video.
Yeah.
And this is why it's a great memory for me, is I immediately, right, copied the link and emailed it to my brother, who was getting married, within the year. Mm-hmm. And I said, you got to watch Christopher Cross Sailing. And all of a sudden, he's like, who the F is Christopher Cross?
What?
Because he and I...
2007's too late in society to not know.
I know. He knew the song Ride Like the Wind, right, but he didn't know... that he didn't know about sailing. So I sent him this video, and I got to tell you, we had to stay in the same hotel room 2 days before his wedding, because you don't stay with your,
sure,
wife before.
Right. Allegedly. Yeah.
And so we listened and watched Christopher Cross Sailing on loop. And then after the wedding, I went back and I wrote a screenplay. It's the only screenplay, mm-hmm, I've ever sold,
okay,
whilst listening to Christopher Cross Sailing on repeat.
Wow.
This.
Well, if you out there could unlock that formula for yourself, God bless you. That's amazing.
So I got to tell you, this Christopher Cross sailing video, and this is why MTV killed Yacht Rock, because let's be honest, no kid from the MTV generation is going to find this entertaining.
You're not going to be watching your Britney Spears in your hip hop. You're not going to be late 80s watching, you know, hair metal or
nothing
Yo
like
MTV
it.
Raps, and then also wanting to watch Christopher Cross
exactly
with a patchy red beard and a double beard and a double guitar playing this song
in front with, you know, like a guy that may or may not be doing Elvis.
I mean,
a guy on giant bongos.
I'm watching over your shoulder here while we're recording. I'm mesmerized. This is truly one of the top five moments in Yacht Rock history.
I mean, look at him. Look at him. He's glorious. The man
looks like, you know, before...
And he must have lost his hair like a year later.
Yeah, he did. It went fast. You know, he looks like a Chris Pratt before he lost weight.
Very much so.
Yeah. Before he got in shape, playing a double guitar.
Unbelievable.
All right, that is... So let's recap. Number five.
Number five.
Michael McDonald.
Joining Doobie Brothers.
Number four.
Kenny Loggins and Steve Perry. Don't fight it.
Number three. It's very personal.
Hall & Oates. Sarah Smile. Got My Life Back.
Number two.
Christopher Cross doing Sailing in a Earl Campbell jersey with a double guitar live whilst my life changed moving to L.A. and writing
beautiful,
a screenplay.
Beautiful. Yes. And the number one most memorable moment in Yacht Rock history, as presented by Josh McCouga, is...
Well, it was really tough for me because, you know, I talked about Kenny Loggins.
Mm-hmm.
This Is It is one of my favorites. Make No Mistake Where You Are, This Is It.
Right.
You know, Don't Wait for Your Miracle to
Come.
Don't
wait for it.
Don't
Get
wait.
It.
Get it. I wanted to talk maybe a little bit more about Michael McDonald, but I thought we talked at length about him.
It was good.
What I'm going to tell you is that one man during the Yacht Rock era won an Oscar, and that is Christopher Cross.
So you back to Cross.
Back to Cross, because I believe, and listen, Christopher Cross, he wrote Sailing, which is the Yacht Rock anthem. It's everything.
Yes, it is literally the Yacht Rock
anthem.
It is.
If you have a sailboat and you don't have Sailing playing at least two or three times an hour on your boat,
right?
What are you doing?
What are you doing to yourself?
So Christopher Cross, he one of our favorite movies, one of our favorite comedies, Arthur, Dudley Moore.
Oh yeah,
don't even mix it up with the one with the other one,
Russell Brand,
and Jennifer Garner. Don't even think about it.
Don't do that.
When you get caught between the moon and New York City, Arthur theme, he wins an Oscar to go with his five Grammys.
Right,
all within a 2-year span.
That's a powerhouse.
Unbelievable. And you know what's crazy after that?
You name me right now a pop artist that's
doing that. I mean, Adele is getting things.
Oh, okay.
You know, but again, there's something in common there we have, Ken.
Yeah.
Christopher Cross, solo artist.
Right.
Adele, a solo artist.
Right.
They are geniuses of their time.
Right.
And listen, Adele has been killing it. She's a couple albums deep.
Adele's
Christopher
great.
Cross put out two albums.
Right.
He had a couple number one hits. One of them went platinum. He's put out six albums since then. A live album, one of them from Paris. None of them have even cracked the top 100. This guy was legitimately the definition of a one-hit wonder that his one hits were so good that he will never go out of style.
Never go out of style. I mean, wins Grammys and Oscar.
And Oscar.
That's a powerhouse.
Yes.
Again, and so young in his career.
Unbelievable.
You might find nowadays it's you throw in a rock star, and we're not talking Randy Newman. You throw, you know, we see it all the time. Every year someone's nominated, they come out and play at the Oscars. Grammys, I know it doesn't mean as much as now as it did then.
Sure.
But I mean,
because there's a Grammy for everything.
Right. You can't find what this man did.
No.
And that's all under the banner of Yacht Rock, people.
Under it is. Under the banner of Yacht Rock.
You got between the new moon in New York City.
I know it's crazy.
But it's true.
See?
It's a great song.
It really is.
And Arthur's a great movie.
And like I said earlier in the broadcast here, Christopher Cross, still the only guy to win those four. Imagine this, Ken.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine next year a guy comes out of college and he not only wins the MVP, he wins the Super Bowl, and he wins Rookie of the Year.
Right.
And you'll never see that.
And then by the third season goes, you know what? I'm good.
I'm done.
Not that Christopher Cross decided to walk away.
No.
It seems like culture decided to walk away from Christopher Cross.
Well said, Ken. I almost brought a tear to my eye.
That's wrong. Josh McCouga, I've been waiting to get this one down on the tape for a while. You are an expert in this. I have not gone sailing with you yet.
We will.
But we're going to do that this year. Going to go down to Newport Beach. I'm going to put on some board shorts.
Yes, you are.
What do you call those shoes?
Docksiders.
Docksiders.
Sperry's.
And, maybe a polo shirt unbuttoned.
Sorry, Topsiders. Sperry Topsiders. It's my bad.
A polo shirt unbuttoned.
Yes.
Maybe a cap of some sort.
Sure.
I'll grow my beard out.
Absolutely.
And we will go sailing.
It takes me away to where I've always heard it could
All right.
Be.
That is beautiful.
Thanks,
that is beautiful. I'll gladly pay for the rights to that song. Josh McCouga, you are a well-versed man about town. You do a lot of wonderful things like the Josh McCouga Show on YouTube.
I do, yeah. You guys can find the Josh McCouga Show on YouTube, youtube.com/the Josh McCouga Show. You guys can see me on Collider Movie Talk or Collider TV Talk every Monday.
Right.
The Schmoes No Show
Schmoes
with you.
No Show, which we are now late for.
Yeah.
We'll get in the studio now.
Whoops-a-daisy.
And you can follow this man at Josh McCouga and share your yacht rock memories and list with me and Josh. Follow me at Ken Napsuck. Use the hashtag TNF Life Ranked and jump on in and say, hey, I agree. And here's some more yacht rock moments. Share a personal yacht rock story. I know there's got to be some of them. Some of you out there have some personal yacht rock stories. Don't let Josh be the only one to share one publicly. Right?
That's it, Ken.
Josh, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ken.
Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. We're on Stitcher, Podomatic as well. Patreon page, patreon.com/thenapsuckfiles. That is it. We are going to go sailing. It
takes me away to where I've always heard it.
See you next time.